From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. Progressive candidates are lining up to run in Utah's new Democratic-leaning 1st Congressional District. At a town hall last night, 6 candidates faced questions for 2 hours. KUER's Hugo Ricard Bell was there as they covered topics ranging from Israel's influence in the U.S. to taxing the rich.
That was a crowd of progressive voters applauding State Senator Nate Bluen for his criticism on the Epstein fallout.
I think people are fired up about what the opportunity is here because it is a seat that a progressive can win easily.
The evening was hosted by the 71% Coalition, a local organization with progressive views. Salt Lake City Councilwoman Eva Lopez-Chavez says she felt a sense of hope in the room.
It was electric. It also felt like we had accountability in place. It felt like our community had real power. And I was really excited to hear that because I know as a council member, we want to see people engaged.
It's turning out to be a crowded field. The other 4 candidates at the event included former state senator Derek Kitchen, Laban Mohammed, Michael Farrell, and Luis Villarreal. State Senator Kathleen Reeby and former Congressman Ben McAdams did not attend. The deadline to file to run is Friday, March 13. Hugo Ricard Bell, KUER News.
Utah college students may soon be able to opt out of assignments that don't align with their religious or personal beliefs. That's allowed under a new bill passed by the state legislature. It now goes to Governor Spencer Cox for his signature. PEN America wants him to veto it. That's a writers group that advocates for freedom of expression. It says the law would make it harder for professors to do their job and allow students to pick and choose what they want to learn. The group says the change would, quote, cheapen higher education in Utah. Vail Resorts is lowering its financial projections for the year, citing the lack of snow in the Mountain West. The company reported Monday that ski visits declined about 12% through the start of March. CEO Rob Katz told investors it was the most difficult weather season in the Rockies the company has seen.
This season saw the latest opening of the back bowls at Vail Mountain and Imperial Lift at Breckenridge, and only 70 to 80% of acres open through the end of February at our resorts in Colorado and Utah.
Vail Resorts owns over 40 major ski destinations, including Park City Mountain Resort here in Utah. Southern Utah is getting a rare look at waterfalls flowing over red rocks. Gunlock Falls sometimes disappears for years. They only flow when Gunlock Reservoir is at 105% capacity. Even though it's been a bad snow year, rainfall in that area has been above normal. But if you plan to visit, keep in mind it can be dangerous. There have been deaths and serious injuries in recent years. That's because of slick rocks, fast-moving water, and invisible hazards in the water. Gunlock State Park warns people not to jump or dive in the waterfall area. Parts of Grand Staff Campground near Moab are closed through October for a construction project. Sites 1 through 10 will stay open as crews extend a bike path along River Road. There will be another half mile of paved trail extending from Grand Staff Canyon. The Bureau of Land Management says the upgrade will make it safer for cyclists exiting the whole enchilada mountain bike trail. Visitors will still be able to access Grand Staff Canyon trailhead and the Porcupine Rim parking area, but they should plan on delays. You are listening to KUER News.